This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour I'm just excited to bring back a couple of folks we've had on before. One of these guys, every time we've had him on, I just go back to the history of this, Super Don. You know, our buddy Curtis Cost out of New York, he's been bringing it for years. He knows so much, and for whatever reason, I don't know if like they're like trying to sabotage his communication to us, but we figured out a workaround. And I don't think I'm going to jinx it, but I'm so excited to have Curtis Cost back on today. We're both like looking at it, it's like, this is the best ever. And so let me bring Curtis right now into the mix. Curtis joining us from New York, and you've got a big event coming up we're going to be talking about. There's so much going on around the world, much less in your backyard, so to speak, the community in New York City and the five boroughs, that I'm always curious as to how the let's see, is there a penchant for freedom there, or are there still attacks on people of faith and you know, like we've covered for years together, you know, whether it be measles fears or now COVID fears? How's the situation emerging right now?
Well, I mean, you it's a mixed bag. There are those who are waking up, and you, for example, you see more and more people not wearing face masks, and more people saying they either not going to take the vaccine or injection, or they're reluctant. And then you have those who are, you know, they're wearing the mask, they got two masks on, and they believe in the agenda. And so it's a mixed bag, but I'm saying, I will say things are opening up. More and more people are waking up. And this forum that's coming up on Tuesday, it's going to blow people's mind. We have really fantastic doctors, scientists, researchers, and they're going to be providing the latest information on these issues, as well as information that most people have never heard before. So I know you have the flyer up, but especially it's called the COVID Crisis National Town Hall. And we have Dr. Carrie McDay, who's absolutely brilliant. I mean, I spent an hour on the phone with her, and she had my head spinning with the information. It's just like, my God. We have the great Dr. Lawrence Pilepsky, and we have the great attorney
Mary Holland.
Mary Holland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got Raz on. Dave Raznick. Oh, he's one of my favorites over the years.
Yep. Yeah. 40 years of experience. Worked for the pharmaceutical. Now he's on the side of good with us. And, of course, we have the beautiful and brilliant Alex Mayer, who's going to really hit them hard with the statistics. One of the things that I hear so often when I talk to people who say they want to get the vaccine or they got the vaccine is that, well, I did my research and 500,000 people have died already from the COVID. So I figure even if there are some side effects with the vaccine, the odds are in my favor. No, that's a miscalculation.
Let's find out if that's true, Curtis, because right now joining us live on the air is Alex Mayer from Children's Health Defense, and she's going to be speaking there. And Alex, that claim of 500,000 plus, I think it's bunk. I don't think it's substantiated or validated in any way, shape, or form, close to being a scientifically validated number. What do you say about this?
Well, I and my team have been doing research on that question about the excess deaths, and as far as we can tell, the majority of them actually are from the effects of lockdowns, the externalities of lockdowns, if you want to borrow a term from the environmental movement. And as far as right now, we're still looking into it. I'm going to have the data finalized by the time we do our forum.
Wow. I can't wait to see it. Is this something that we can stream live? I know it's going to be up near where Curtis is, right?
Right. Yeah, it's going to be live streaming. And Curtis can tell you a lot more about that as the planner of the event.
Some other people have asked me that. It won't be able to stream live to other platforms because Children's Health Defense is the sponsor of this event, and it's only going to be on the Children's Health Defense platform. I just had that answered by our tech person. But all of your listeners are welcome to register for free and watch it. So if they can do that, they'll be able to see the live event. So, that's the situation.
Well, this
they'll
is an event
they have to just register.
The people
free.
Of planet Earth must witness. The speakers you got, Dr. Pilevsky we've had on the show. We haven't had Dr. Carrie Madej. We long to get her on this show as well. If any of you know her, help us to reach out to her. Dave Raznick is a friend over years, and Mary Holland, of course. And Alex, this is your second time on the show now, and I'm just thrilled that Tony Muhammad's going to be there as well. We talk about the targeting of specific communities. There you have Tony Muhammad, Nation of Islam, and Curtis, talk about the targeting of minority communities. Here we are, we would speak to those communities and say, hey, think twice about this because the history of government and medicine has not been kind to people that were looked at as somehow less than others. And
Right. We
bring that up today and they're saying we're targeting minorities. We're trying to protect them. And I think they're targeting them with experimental injections.
Right. It's really scary how aggressive they are about this. I mean, they've actually, leaders of this whole vaccine everybody movement, I mean, who I'm talking about, they publicly stated one of the priority groups are African people, African Americans. I mean, they're not covering that up,
mm-hmm.
and as well as some other groups. And on top of that, they're going after what they're referring to as influencers, so people who have great influence over African Americans. So they're going after ministers. So we have very prominent, world-famous black ministers who are rolling up their sleeves and getting these injections and telling the people who trust them to do the same with no consideration of the potential risk, short-term or long-term. And they're going after our actors and sports leaders. We've got all these people in the black community who are looked up to, and they're, basically saying the same thing, and it's really concerning. On the other side, we do have counterbalancing forces. I mean, for example, Minister Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam, he's stated multiple times, don't take the shot. I mean, last summer he had a major event with like a billion listeners, and he made it very clear, no, the history of the medical establishment and African people is such that we cannot have blind faith. You notice how all these people who are telling kids the vaccine, it's all faith-based? Trust me.
Irony,
trust
of course.
No, I don't trust you. I don't trust the science. I only trust the facts. I want to analyze the data for myself or mm-hmm. people who I know trust. I don't want to trust anybody. I'll say this also.
Yeah.
Nobody should trust anything I say or anybody at the forum. Mm-hmm. Our real goal is to motivate you to do your own research. We'll let you know where the data is so you can do your own research. But it's not about faith or belief or trust.
Right.
It's about the hard science, the hard facts.
I want to bring Alex into that because I know she's working on those numbers and stats as you point out the discrepancies in the claims of death due to this versus with it. Even that could be suspect based on the EUA for tests that have no valid standard, which I always bring that up to doctors. I say, what other test do you order out for your patients that has no standard? And they scratch their heads like, I would never do that. Well, you're doing it every day, and it's just embarrassing. But, from the numbers that are off to some of the things that Curtis was talking about, a blind faith in scientism or the religion of science, are we able to counter with facts, or are people so lost in cognitive dissonance?
Right. They are very lost in cognitive dissonance, but we're absolutely able to counter with facts. They're verifiable facts. They're straight from our own government, in fact. And so, yeah, we can counter all those narratives. And I agree, it is a blind faith. I mean, it's scientism. It's the new religion of scientism. Mm-hmm. And suddenly science, the word, is a trigger word now for people, which is bizarre. So I don't know. You had a lot of questions in there, and I could talk about death certificate reporting. I could talk about, you know, the five problems with the PCR test. I could talk about the reports to VAERS and, you know, how many deaths they're predicted to be after COVID shots by the end of the year. I don't know where you want me to go.
Well, that last thing you just mentioned, we've been covering obviously the ongoing VAERS reporting system. Every day they seem to expand how many years worth of data in the 4 or 5 months now since the COVID shots have been out, how it's increasing the death rate beyond 20 years, 21. How far back is it going to go before we pay attention and say, hey, there's a pattern that has emerged here, which is the point of VAERS to identify patterns. And I think it was like, what, 20, 15, 50 deaths? How many was it in 1976 that caused the government to say, we got to pull the swine flu shot off the market?
Right. It was like 50 deaths. And so, and they pulled that. I mean, and if there were even like 3 deaths after somebody ate Lucky Charms, then Lucky Charms would have been pulled from the shelves. But we're talking about deaths reported after COVID shots. Just between January, February, and March of this year, there were about 3,000 deaths reported after COVID shots in that period. In that exact same period, we had only 5 deaths reported after all other non-COVID shots. And if people want to say, try to counter that and say, well, that's happening because we're giving more shots now, that's not actually true. I was able to calculate that we give about 40 to 50 million non-COVID shots every month between children and adults. We give about 40 to 50 million COVID shots now to, unfortunately, children and adults. So we're looking at a very similar data set, yet we have 5 deaths in the first 3 months this year for the non-COVID shots and 3,000 for the COVID shots. And if you look at that over the rest of the year, then you'll be able to see it comes out to about 10,000 deaths will probably be reported after COVID shots this year. And there's a study from 2009 by Lazarus, and that's where the CDC collaborated with Harvard Pilgrim to find out, well, just how often are adverse events reported by doctors in the system? And it turns out that only 1% of all adverse events are reported, and 1 to 13% of all serious adverse events are reported. So if you look at the deaths and you think, wow, that could be only 1%, we could be looking at as many as 1 million deaths after COVID shots this year. It's absolutely insane. It's like double the number of deaths they say were due to COVID last year. It's absolutely insane. And I also want to say that you know, a lot of people are questioning whether it's really a 1% reporting rate. And, you know, there was that range of 1 to 13% for serious adverse events. And I would say a death is very serious. So maybe those are reported more often. However, Del Bigtree and his team, they recently corroborated that 1% because they had a whole data set of a nursing home, and they were able to show that only 1% of the deaths from that nursing home were reported because they knew how many deaths there were and how many people in the nursing home there were. And they were also able to corroborate the 1% for reports of allergic reactions. That was also 1%.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So, you know, those aren't peer-reviewed published studies, but we do have corroborating data now to show that that reporting rate is still about 1%. And that's about right. This is a passive reporting system. The marketing of it is underfunded to the point where there is no marketing of it. They make it very hard to report a death or adverse event on VAERS.
Well, they denigrate those of us who report on what VAERS is reporting, right? What's coming out. And I got to ask you, in terms of validation, you know, if there's a way to go back in and look at the VAERS and go, all right, let's look at each case and say, what's going on here? And I think there was a thing we covered a few days ago, 64 questions or 64 days it had been since Children's Health Defense put in those questions to CDC and say, what is the guidance? What are the guidelines for analyzing what's coming through VAERS? You know, what are you telling the doctors? What are you telling the coroners? And if there's no guidance or guidelines, they'll never make any sense of the data that's coming through.
Exactly. People have been highly critical of that. Like, they'll say the reports in VAERS are unverified, but we also know the CDC has held back about 1,600 reports from VAERS, death reports, saying that they weren't related, yet they decided that within a matter of weeks. And in the past, it would have taken months and months of investigation in order to disqualify that many deaths. I mean, 1,600 deaths might have taken years to disqualify. So they already said there's deaths that don't qualify. So that means the ones in there are related?
Yeah, it's a real sad state if you're actually into analyzing data to get conclusions that are, like I say, that have merit, that can be functionally validated. Go, yeah, this is not just dismissed out of hand because we don't like where it's going, right? And, you know, Curtis, the bias you've dealt with, the attacks, just because you have a perspective and have for many years against what's called consensus. Science by consensus. It's almost like democracy. We took a vote. 51% of scientists believe this. So the 49%, or it could be 97-3 or 99-1. The point is, there's Galileo, there's Copernicus, there's Semmelweis, all throughout history, evidence of one, starting with one, somebody that said, you know what, I don't think this is right. And everybody goes, oh, you're crazy. And sometimes they would send them into the loony bin to keep them out of any informed debate, discussion, intelligent engagement. And you, Curtis, have thrown together forums over this time and longer to bring people together, actually discuss and debate like real science is supposed to happen.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely critical. And one of the things that I am very much appreciative of from my educational background, I went to Vassar College and I majored in political science. And one of the things we had to do constantly was compare the great thinkers of the time, I mean, on different issues. You know, even though you may not agree with their philosophy, you know the Kissingers and all the others, the Kennedys, and we were put in a position where we had to weigh what they said and compare, contrast, and then draw our own conclusion. And I think that's a very critical skill. It's no more, it's not about a certain majority feels this way. It's about each individual, do your own analysis, you weigh the facts, and you draw your own conclusions. Because one of the sad realities we have when we're talking about, especially about medical issues, is it's not an even playing field where we're just talking about facts. The other real variable in that is power. And when you've got entities making countless billions of dollars, and they're pumping billions of dollars into the media to support their agenda, where they're pumping massive amounts of money into the pockets of these politicians, well, and pumping massive amounts of money into these universities and massive grants to the doctors who are going to come up with these studies that have the conclusion they want them to have. We're not dealing with even playing for. We're not talking about two scholars just debating the facts. We're talking about one scholar whose pockets are aligned with the people who have an agenda, and maybe a few who are pure hearts. I mean, it's not even. And so it's really up to individuals to do their own analysis, look at the pros and the cons. And I find very often that minority view you're talking about, the truth is tipped a lot of times in that little minority view. As you're right, you know, whether the world was round or flat or whatever, it's always a minority view that shakes up everything. And over time, it's proven valid. Sometimes not valid, but
right.
The minority view is needs to be considered. And so right now, people are being inundated with the vaccines are safe and effective and free.
It's propaganda.
Yes. No.
It's propaganda, folks.
It's not proven effective.
And
it's not even free because your taxpayer dollars are paying for it.
Well, and the thing is, the danger of consensus science is like the danger of democracy. And I know there are a lot of people go, well, what do you mean talking bad about democracy? It's like our founding fathers said democracy was a very dangerous form of government. Why? It doesn't mean that we don't have democratic principles and voting stuff. That's not what I'm saying. But pure democracy is dangerous because some of you have heard this, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. But I like the holistic variation of democracy in holistic healing. It's two oncologists and a homeopath voting on what to do to treat someone's cancer.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A bipartisan group of senators have introduced a $303 billion surface transportation bill in opposition to President Joe Biden's $2.25 trillion infrastructure proposal. Senior White House advisor Cedric Richmond tells CNN State of the Union that President Biden is negotiating in good faith with Republicans.
Well, I think the president coming down $550 billion off of his initial proposal, I think shows the willingness to negotiate in good faith and in a serious manner. And the real question is whether the Republicans will meet the effort that the president is showing.
Richmond said inaction is not an option. The group of senators from the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee introduced a bill that would reauthorize DOT funding for highways, roads, and bridges, which is set to expire in September. This is USA Radio News. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci is expressing skepticism about China's claim of how the coronavirus started.
Dr. Fauci appears to be growing more skeptical of China's claim that COVID developed naturally, leaping from animals to humans. Over a year ago, he told National Geographic the scientific evidence is very, very strongly leaning toward this could not have been artificially or deliberately manipulated. But in an interview with PolitiFact May 12th, here's what Fauci said when he was asked if he was confident the virus developed naturally.
No, I'm not convinced about that. I think that we should continue to investigate what went on in China until we find out, to the best of our ability, exactly what happened.
He adds he's open to any investigation into the origin of the virus.
Certainly, the people who've investigated say that it likely was the emergence from an animal reservoir that then infected individuals, but it could have been something else. And we need to find that out.
The White House last week also calling for more transparency from China and how the virus started. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, well, I guess I was outvoted. It's not going to be something safe, natural to detoxify the body at all. And this is why consensus science is dangerous, because it is mob rule. It is who buys influence of the regulators. And we've talked about regulatory capture. I remember, Alex, in talking with Bobby Kennedy, you know, obviously coming from a very stalwart Democrat historically family, although John F. Kennedy would be considered a right-wing conservative radical today if he were alive with his policies. But Bobby Kennedy acknowledged, too, as a stalwart environmentalist he is, he recognized regulatory capture is the great danger to protecting things that you want to protect, whether it be the public health, the people's health, or the environment itself, that when you centralize bureaucracies and strengthen and empower them, it becomes easier and easier for industry to capture one entity and guide it and control it and manipulate it to where it pretends to do something that it does the opposite.
That's right. That's right. I don't know if people know this, but the day before the WHO declared a pandemic, Bill Gates and MasterCard made a donation of $50 million the day before the WHO declared this a pandemic. And Bill Gates, speaking of regulatory capture, mm-hmm. and that's an example of it right there, but also he's treated like a country, a nation state at the WHO. And he bought his way on, he bought a seat on the WHO, and now he basically runs it.
And then we're finding out some things that are not so nice about Bill Gates and his friendships with Jeffrey Epstein and others. Coming out now due to the divorce proceedings, apparently, from Melinda. And these are the people that we wanted to believe. And, of course, they would yell at us, you're not a doctor. It's like, well, what is Bill Gates in that context?
Exactly.
And others that have said that. No, we have the ability to think critically and investigate. And, in fact, yesterday there was an interesting report out of MIT we covered on the show. And it went in to investigate the people who were called anti-mask, anti-vax. What are these people like? And they turned out to have more scientific intelligence than those who just go along to get along, that blindly follow the science of the authoritarian dictatorship. And it was like, oh, counterintuitive, because we're called, you know, rubes and non-thinking and on. But it turns out those that are engaged in the scientific inquiry have an intelligence to figure it out and go, hey, there's a lot of discrepancy here. And whether there's a little bit here, a little bit there, it is not settled. Maybe it's never settled.
Is this an actual study, Robert?
Yeah, at MIT Superdon. You got that article from yesterday?
I'd love to see that.
We
got
to get that to Alex, because that was a pretty cool conclusion. It's like, my gosh, the people asking questions are smarter and more intelligent scientifically than those who aren't.
Wow.
So, yeah, I think we're going to that would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, we'll send it.
What I find a lot is the people who want to wear the mask and want to get vaccinated, they don't want to listen to any counter-arguments. They don't want to listen to any statistics. They don't want to, no. And that's not using your intelligence. That's just following along herd mentality. But mm-hmm. that's one of the realities. They're not, most of the who are of that mindset don't really want to sit down and look at the references and read articles and watch documentaries. They don't want to do that. They just want to go by what they saw on the 6 o'clock news. And their new god is Fauci, because, you know, he comes off like this grandfatherly figure who could do no harm. And but as it's going to be revealed in mm-hmm. Mr. Kennedy's book coming out, there's a lot more to Dr. Fauci than what people have the impression. So, yeah, a lot of people, you know, they want to be armchair philosophers. They want to preach to you about why you need to wear a mask, why you need to get the shot, but they don't want to hear anything you have to say to counter that.
Yep.
And that's not like the highest forms of intelligence.
It's not. We have, in fact, we're sending this out. I'm going to show everybody visually on screen. Y'all won't be able to see it, but if you're watching the show right now, this originally Natural News alerted us of this, and we went, all right, let's go back to the MIT study, and it said MIT researchers infiltrated a COVID skeptics community a few months ago and found that skeptics place a high premium on data analysis and empiricism. Most fundamentally, the groups we studied believe that science is a process, not an institution. And again, this is an actual, let's see, the abstract. We've got an image of it here coming out of MIT. So I think Super Don is sending both you, Alex, and Curtis this link. So it's just fascinating.
Yeah, it is. In fact, I would actually add to that and say science doesn't play in the world of proofs. Mm-hmm. Science plays in the world of the accumulation of evidence. Science is never settled, in other words.
Correct.
So people like us are going to look into it. We're not just going to be sheep and go along with the narrative. You know, we've been burned too many times. I was burned in 1996. I got 6 vaccines and became physically disabled and brain damaged and lost my entire career and spent $1.2 million trying to recover. I'm not going to be burned again. I'm done.
Yeah. No, and that's the point of the wake-up call for everybody. It's harsh when it happens the way you described it, Alex. And we hope and pray that people can learn from your experience so that they don't have to go down that road. And like, you know, our friends, you know, well, Bobby's been on the scene right now for a while, Del Bigtree and those folks that put out Vax, Polly Tommy, they started sharing the stories of people who had tragedies like that for their children. Some passed away, some survived, but are barely alive in terms of the functionality. And you know, these are warning signs for all of us to say, you know what, we don't have to go down this road. But instead of being met with, oh my gosh, look at this Holocaust that's occurred, they were denigrated. They were attacked. The families, these are not doctors. They don't know. They attacked the moms. And of course, that's the worst thing you could do. And even worse than that, of course, now with since Operation Warp Speed, it's backfired because there was a very small percentage of us in the general population on this planet that questioned the sanctity of vaccination. You know, very small percentage. And of those that would say, I'm not getting it, I'm going to get an exemption, maybe it was 1%, some places 2-3 at the highest. Now you have vaccine hesitancy, which was declared one of the biggest threats to global health in January 2019 by the WHO, setting the stage for this attack us scenario. Now it's not 1, 2, or 3%. It's upwards of 50, 60, 70% of people that have questions that fall in line. And now they say that people that don't want mandatory vaccinations, according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, those are also considered anti-vaxxers. They're pro-vaccine, but they just don't want to be mandated. They're anti-vaxxers, too.
And they keep
Go ahead. And I also say, okay, I'm sorry, Alex, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'll just say one thing. Like, what, Robert, you were saying something about worrying about other people getting the vaccine just so theirs would work. And I've been making this joke, like, yeah, you know, I got in my car this morning and I was really worried it wouldn't work because I was hoping my neighbors would be driving too, you know? And, but, you know, it's like, that's like, it's anti-vaccine to think that your vaccine doesn't work. That's anti-vaccine.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I would say that this whole COVID situation, more so than anything I've seen before, or I've been at this for a lot of years, it's not only people who don't want to do the research and don't want to just, what they're putting forth is just pure anti-science. I mean, every aspect of this, when you really analyze it, it is contrary to the science that you do know. Let's take face masks. Well, they tell us, wear the mask. But you look at the box with the surgical mask coming, it says, will not protect against viruses, will not protect against COVID. Now, like, what kind of stupid do you have to be to not understand does not work against viruses, does not work against COVID? I mean, what kind of stupid are these government officials who are pushing a product that does not work? I mean, the hospital should be embarrassed because the hospitals, they should know more about infections and everything else, what protects and what doesn't. And they're telling them, well, you got to wear a mask, even though we know on the box it says it doesn't work against viruses.
The very mask manufacturer or whoever designed that box that the masks come in is an anti-masker. How dare they put that on there?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, where does this 6 feet social distancing come from? Where are the scientific studies to support that? No, they just pull that stuff out of the air and people buy into it.
Right.
America's supposed to be among the more intelligent countries out there. We got so many great universities. This is stupid. Who can imagine, you know, a few years ago that America would be so dumb, so fluoridated and blind that they're going to fall for some stupid social distancing as if the air won't carry it beyond 6 feet.
Well,
I mean, and we've got all kinds of studies showing transmission and stupid, put it lightly. I mean, there was a study that was done. It's on CDC's website where they had a person who supposedly tested positive on a bogus PCR test. But in any event, they traced people who had some kind of significant contact with her over, I don't know, a period of weeks or so. And it's something like 400-plus people this person had contact with. None of those 400 people tested positive. You know, there's the proof right there that this is bogus, old 6 feet stuff. And there was a study done back in the, 1919, where the scientists got together some soldiers as guinea pigs, and they wanted to see how well influenza transmitted. So they got some people who were sick with influenza, and they did everything possible to get these soldiers sick. I mean, you know, they smeared, you know, saliva and urine stuff and had them drink it and nothing. They wouldn't get sick. They even went so got so desperate that they had these sick people literally cough and sneeze in the face of these individuals. I don't know how they managed to get these soldiers to agree to that, but they did it. It's all documented. They didn't get sick. That proves this whole casual transmission of viruses is bogus. Yet, despite all the evidence, there's a whole lot more. Mm-hmm. They got people believing this stuff. People are terrified to be closer than 6 feet to each other.
Yeah.
And even the whole viral theory thing with regards to COVID, we have prominent doctors and scientists are saying, we've went through all the literature. We don't see any evidence of any SARS-CoV-2, which is the actual name of this supposed virus, being purified or isolated.
Well, we've talked about that, Curtis, on this show extensively and said, if you believe it's isolated, then you have to redefine the term isolation. And then you're monkeying with definitions again. That's how they maneuver and manipulate us. And, you know, Curtis, you give me hope for America that not, we're not all dumb and indoctrinated. You know, when I hear and see you, what you've been up doing and Alex as well, that we can learn from our experiences and not just go blindly down. Cause imagine if they tried to tell you, Alex, what you experienced was not real. It had nothing to do with the shots you were going. It's like, you wouldn't be here. You'd have been.
Well, half of what I did here was that, you know, half of the pain I went through was psychological trauma from everybody telling me it wasn't the shots, and then I was making it up, and I wanted attention. I'm like, I can't think, I can't read, I can't write anymore, I can't move, I'm barely alive, I'm not making it up. It's awful. But what I wanted to say that what Curtis is saying, it adds up to, you know, healthy is the new sick. And that's all based on one mathematical projection model from the CDC. But when you look at all the real-world models that Curtis mentioned, there was one the CDC did in Wisconsin to try to look at asymptomatic transmission. There's one in Sweden. There's one in Germany. There are a lot of other ones. There is no asymptomatic transmission. The weight of the evidence says there's no asymptomatic transmission. There is no healthy is the new sick. This is not happening.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show.
We assume that they know everything about medicine just because they're doctors. And that's not true. Doctors have different areas of expertise, and no public health officer is going to be skilled in all the data on this, like, COVID dashboard to manage the COVID crisis. They don't even have degrees in economics. I mean, they destroyed economies, and we let them do it. And these weren't laws, they were public health orders, and we let them totally destroy our economies in the biggest wealth transfer ever in human history.
Right, well, I mean, they're this blind faith in science, we have to do away with that. I mean, and in fact, you know, I mean, when I first started doing research on the subject of vaccines, I mean, I had to do it the old-fashioned way. I mean, actually go to the science section of the libraries and pull up microfiche and things of that nature.
Remember those days,
now,
Curtis? We're old.
Just pull it up on Google.
I mean,
if you want to know how dangerous a measles vaccine is, all you do is type in measles into Google and type in adverse reactions. And, you know, you get 50, 100 different articles on it. So the process is a lot easier today, and people are just being lazy. And also say, about being anti, the medical establishment and political establishment being anti-science is a simple statistic. When they admitted that the survival rate for those who do get COVID, it's not like 99% survival or 99.7%. Alex would know the numbers more exactly. But, you know, I mean, I would love to go to Vegas and be able to bet, and the odds are 99% in my favor.
Yeah.
I would love that. I mean, we're talking about a situation where a person has a greater chance of being struck by lightning than getting COVID or dying of COVID.
Hey,
and children are, I mean, it's basically zero, So why are they forcing all these kids to wear masks in school?
Right.
Why is it they have kids playing basketball with the mask on when they know statistically their risk of dying from COVID is basically zero?
Right. Curtis, we got a couple of minutes here before we have to drop the feed from sure. UK Health Radio. We do have a bonus round for if you want to hang out for us. And Alex, one of the things we've been talking about here is the declared state of emergency, you know, a COVID emergency, a pandemic. They redefined the term pandemic. We talk about redefining things back in 2010 to set the stage for this. And recognizing that if you come to the conclusion, as we do, we are not in a pandemic situation. It's absurd to say so. The math, the numbers, nothing adds up. Then the emergency would be lifted. And guess what? The test, the COVID test, would have to be pulled from the market. Every one of these shots would have to be pulled from the market because they're not authorized except under emergency use, and that emergency is fictitious.
That's right. There are four standards that they needed to approve products under an EUA, emergency use authorization, and one of those standards is the declaration of an emergency and the upkeep of it by the Secretary of the Health and Human Services Department. And so if they take that emergency away, they don't meet one of the four standards that's needed to keep the EUA products on the market. The other standard of those...
No treatment. No treatment, right? No acknowledgement
of
treatment.
Yeah, that's the other standard. There can't be any other adequate, approved, and available alternative. I call it the four A's. And so that's why they had to quash hydroxychloroquine and also ivermectin, because if those were available, mm-hmm. adequate, available, and approved...
Yeah.
Then there would be no EUA products because we would already have something that was known to be safe and effective.
Well,
right. And I just want to say one quick thing. What most people don't realize is that right now is the experiment. I mean, most people think, well, that preliminary trial they were doing for a few months. No, that was all preliminary. This is the experiment.
They're still
so
in clinical trials.
Goes and
yeah.
takes that vaccine. You are volunteering to become a guinea pig in an experiment that's supposed to go on, I think, 2022.
Or 23. Yeah, exactly.
This is the experiment.
Yeah. And as some of the physician friends that I have that have appeared on this program, they've argued that the vaccine is the plague. That is what is preceding something maybe even worse that it was predicted wrongly. Now we could say might be actually coming to fruition, not in a good way.
Alex, spike protein is the bioweapon.
Yeah, Alex, how can people find out more about you after the show?
I can be reached through the California Chapter of Children's Health Defense. I sit on the board of Children's Health Defense National, and I'm the president pro bono of the California Chapter, and our website is ca.childrenshealthdefense.org, and the national chapter's website is childrenshealthdefense.org.
And Alex, you're doing such great work. Please don't make it so long between visits to this show, because what you have to bring is so important. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Reach out anytime.
And Curtis, man, it was so great to see you clear and not skipping and jumping between picture. It was awesome. And the event that you guys are hosting, please everybody sign up to be part of it and witness it wherever you are. It'll be available via Zoom apparently. And we'll look forward, Curtis, to getting you back on as well with more powerful healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where once again, I remind you simply that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.